The recent debate between Bill Nye and Ken Ham that took place at the Creation Museum was the Christian event of 2014. Some people actually referred to the event as being Scopes 2, referring to the famous Scopes trial that took place many years ago. Other people said it was actually the Christian Super Bowl, is the way it was spoken about on the internet and so forth. But regardless of what title we put on it, I think that first of all we should say that Answers in Genesis did a remarkable job of pulling together the debate itself, and they put on a really great presentation. I thought they did an excellent job. The debate, however, when you look at and start to analyze what took place during the debate, I think that we should remember what actually precipitated the debate in the first place. A statement was made during an interview by Bill Nye, and I've got a copy of the statement here. Let me read it to you. He says this. He says, if you want to deny evolution and live in your own world, and a world that is completely inconsistent with everything that we observe in the universe, that's fine. But don't make your kids do it, because we need them. We need scientifically literate voters and taxpayers for the future. We need people who can, we need engineers that can build stuff and solve problems. Now that's that statement made by Bill Nye. He ended up developing that statement basically then throughout the debate last night, different elements of it. And personally, I find that debate to be not only demeaning to the Christian community and to anyone who believes that the world was not created through evolutionary processes, I find it to be rather chilling when he starts talking about the fact that you don't really matter. We have marginalized the Christian viewpoint, especially the creationist viewpoint. You can believe whatever you want to believe, but we need your children. And specifically, he's saying, we need your children to vote, and I think implied in that is to vote for things that we want to see passed, and we need them to pay for what they vote for by contributing with taxes. Now, that whole concept, to me, is rather disturbing. And that tells me that there was something much deeper going on there during this debate. When I look at all the statements that were made, a couple of philosophies seem to percolate to the surface. One is humanism, first of all, and then rationalism. Now, humanism has human ideals and goals as its primary object. In the Catechism in the Christian Church, we say the chief end of man is to glorify God and to serve him forever, to enjoy him forever. In the humanist catechism, if they had such a thing, it would be the chief end of man is man. Man is the ultimate goal. And not just is man the ultimate goal, but oftentimes they're antagonistic then of the Christian religion, and they seek to marginalize it or to do away with it altogether. Coupled with that is the idea of rationalism. And rationalism comes from a Latin word that means reason. And all throughout the debate last night, Bill Nye kept saying, this isn't reasonable to me. And he even referred to himself as the reasonable man. Well, the idea of reason there is that we can only believe in what we can see with our eyes, what we can do experiments on and observe and so forth. The only problem with those two views is that he is completely forgetting the fall of man. It relates to man's mind when you think about reason and the way that he thinks and the way that he knows things. But during the fall, man's mind, along with all the rest of his faculties, were ruined in the fall. So much so that now man cannot come to the right conclusion about major things. For instance, when he thinks about God, he doesn't come to the right conclusion about God. When he thinks about himself, he comes to the wrong conclusion about himself. And when he thinks about the world around him, the rest of creation, he comes to the wrong conclusion about those items as well. So man is unable in his fallen condition to actually come to a correct knowledge about these things. All during the debate, that is all he's considering is man within that realm with no supernatural influence whatsoever. Now, juxtaposed to that is not the another reasonable man, but a redeemed man. Here's Ken Ham standing up there saying that I'm a sinner saved by grace, and I can't come to these conclusions on my own. I have a higher authority. I go to the supernatural revelation of God, the special revelation of God in His Word, and that becomes my authority. So I say in the debate last night that what we actually saw was not a debate between faith and science. We don't disagree with science in that way. We actually saw a debate between the reasonable man and a redeemed man. And in that debate, the Christian won.